Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My special guest tonight is Rosalyn Karp, and she is a really wonderful intuitive. And so if you guys want to call in and ask some questions and everything, we will be open to callers. I apologize to the Fast Blast people. I still don't have computer access. I have to run off to the local bakery to find a hotspot at this point. So until my card gets delivered and everything, I will not have access during the show. So those of you who are able to call in, please do call in, and we'll be open to questions, whether it's medical or life questions or whatever. We'll just give it our best shot. So, Roz, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And normally what I do is I have the guest give a little short bio for the listeners so they can get a feel for who you are and a little bit about what you would like to talk about today. So go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. Well, I have been very intuitive all of my life from the time I was a small child, and I have always try to utilize that in a very positive manner. I sort of think that my purpose is to help people receive their information if they're not able to pick it up on their own. And I kind of consider myself to be similar to a radio. I'm like an antenna, and I'm receiving the frequency through my sixth sense for other people's information. I actually started doing readings, although I didn't call them that, when I was in high school, and I had a lot of people who would come to me with their problems or their questions, and it just kind of grew from there. And when I started into college, a friend of mine suggested that I go be tested in the types of tests that they gave in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was tested, they called me up and requested that I come in again because the number of hits was so high.
Mm-hmm.
They thought something must be wrong. And so I went back, and it was about the same the second time. So that was when I first really began to realize that maybe what I was able to do was a little more advanced in some ways than other people's ability to have intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do readings or when I'm working with people, usually what happens is I use the other five senses.
Mm-hmm.
I hear, see, taste, smell, just as if I were interfacing with a situation or a person in the dimension that we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
Just that the information is coming in through a higher source.
Mm-hmm.
And I have spent a lot of time teaching people intuition development because I really feel that what I do, anyone can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more a question of opening the channels and allowing information to come in. We're sort of schooled out of that as
mm-hmm.
we're growing up.
Yeah.
I have four children, and when they were all little, they were amazingly telepathic and intuitive. And within a year after, starting in the traditional educational environment, they do start to kind of lose that. So
yeah.
If we can work on keeping that information channel open or reopening it, it's another sense that we use, just like the other five.
I totally agree. And, I think if people didn't go around telling intuitive people that, oh, you're crazy, that doesn't exist, and, there's no such thing, then people wouldn't get out of that.
That's very true. I can remember many times when I was a child when I would say something about someone
mm-hmm.
that there was no way that I would ever be able to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember my mother, taking me aside in private later and saying, don't say things like that to people. They'll think you're a nut.
Yeah.
And, I think that is a lot of what goes on
yeah.
in our world. We are taught to be very frightened, actually,
mm-hmm.
of that sixth sense. And it really is a physics thing. It's a physics
aspect. Oh, absolutely.
It's information that is on another dimensional level that you are being allowed to receive. First, in my case, I try really hard to always request the information that people need, and hopefully I'm able to help them with that.
Yeah, and as I've mentioned to the listeners before, you know, the only difference between psychics and schizophrenics is psychics can move up and down the band, choose which one they want, turn the volume up or down, and turn it on or off. And schizophrenics can't. They're stuck in the low band, you know,
I
at
totally
full volume,
agree.
And they can't ever turn it off. So that would be enough to drive you crazy.
Yes, I totally agree. And I have said many times, and I very firmly believe, that all across this country there are people who are in quote-unquote mental institutions
mm-hmm.
who don't do anything different than I do
mm-hmm.
in terms of hearing, seeing things from another dimension. It's just that, unfortunately, they don't ever get a balance with that. And I do think a brain chemistry issue occurs, you know, when
oh, yeah.
you have a lot of stress with that, too.
Yeah, they did a study a long time ago where they found out that vitamin B3 or niacin will actually reverse most schizophrenia, and it has to be real high dose. And the other thing they do is they put them in hot boxes and they sweat them out, because there's not just the lack of that particular B vitamin, but there's also a lack of other B vitamins, and then there's a toxic buildup of other chemicals.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of it. Anybody who spent any time in a mental institution, and that would be pretty much every nurse and doctor and, you know, therapist. I mean, we all had to go through a rotation through through a mental unit usually. And I hated that.
Yeah.
I can still remember my shock at all of the schizophrenics just tuning right in and saying things to me that they couldn't possibly have known.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just look at you. They knew darn well that they were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that they were right on, and they would just make this pronouncement and then just watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I
see
was
what
like,
happens.
Wow. Yeah, and you start to kind of sit back, and then you watch them, and they're doing really crazy things. You know, I mean, I've seen severe behavior, you know, including one that was like, you know, going along the floor and licking the corner between the floor and the wall.
Uh-huh.
And then she'd get up and she'd, you know, go drink from everybody's juice and coffee and stuff. And they weren't that crazy. They'd look at her and go, no, no, that's okay. You keep it. So there's a whole range of aberrations. And you and I were talking the other day about the craziness that we've seen around us.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned that many times on this program. And I keep telling people, hey, it's not just you. We're all looking around us and going, oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in the energy fields right now. There's just a lot going on.
You know, I heard something from somebody Monday who told me that the antennas up on Mingus Mountain, the big microwave towers and everything, that they're actually transmitting something so that people can't think. And
really?
I said, really? I haven't had any problem thinking. My brain's been going, you know, 500 miles a minute. But the woman I was talking to said, oh, my God, I can't think. And I went, wow. So I've kind of got my ears up now, you know, to see, you know, has that happened to other people in this area, I wonder? And, you know, is that true, or is that somebody's rumor? Or, you know, you never know. There's so many weird things going on out here.
I think that's very true. And the one thing I notice is I've always, I never realized it when I was really young, but at the time when I had a really intense, you know, fast forward of my abilities when I was in high school, I began to notice that when I would be driving or I would go across different areas of the earth,
mm-hmm.
I could feel different changes in the geopathic fields and in the
mm-hmm.
energy fields. And I really noticed that in our area tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. I have found, some strange experiences, but not just here, but I remember when I was first here in Sedona, the first year, walking through a dimensional portal and going, whoa, what the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
And the other two people I was walking with didn't even notice it. And I said, you know, I don't quite know what this means. And they said, well, how do we get back? I said, I don't know. So we walked back and forth through it a couple times because we didn't know what else to do. And then we got to the house, and we're all three of us are standing outside, afraid to open the door, because it didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, oh, my God, what if we're stuck in the other dimension? And we're standing there for about 15, 20 minutes going, well, we can't stand out here all night. We're just going to have to open the door, and if we see ourselves in there, we'll close the door real quick and leave. So we did, and thank God we weren't in there. And no, there were no drugs or alcohol involved. It was just really funny, and we got in there, and I remember walking in the front door and standing in the entryway and going, this doesn't feel right. And I turned to the other two, and I said, does it seem to you like it's, like, really fuzzy dark in here? And we had all the lights on. And I was going, it's like, you know, there's, like, a film or something over this. And it's, like, tilted. And then we all heard a distinct buzz and a click, and everything righted itself and got bright. And we all kind of jumped back and went, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very, very strange.
That's an amazing experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, my life is filled with weirdness. But that's why I get a radio show.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of other things going on, and Sedona may be one of the places that gets hit first. Probably all of the more psychic centers of the world, I think, especially in the developed areas. My feeling is that, you know, who is ever on the bad side, the bad guys, are trying to do things with technology that we don't even know about yet. But you can feel an energetic change that's happened in Sedona. It's like a vice grip.
Yes, yeah. Actually, you can feel that. And
yeah.
I think it's had a tremendous effect on a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
whether they realize it or not.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing that I noticed the first year that I lived here, I was sort of regressed in many ways back to my childhood, and there were a lot of things that I had the capability to do intuitively when I was a child, and those things reappeared with an amazing power when I moved here. And for the first year, you know, that really took an adjustment for me,
mm-hmm.
to regroup and get used to those types of experiences. And I think people live through those things all the time. It's just that they don't realize that it's happening. So.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. And especially if they're surrounded by people who don't believe in any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, because then, you know, everybody's going, oh, well, you know, that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy talk. Don't say that. You know, or...
It's scary to people.
Yeah.
It's very scary. And, you know, I just try to always remind myself, and I've always tried to help my clients and people that I've been teaching and my children to just kind of keep in mind that it's really important to keep one foot on one side in our quote-unquote real world, you know, the world that we live in, and one foot on the other side, because maintaining that balance is pretty crucial to keeping your mental balance and really mm-hmm. being able to allow your intuition to flourish. You go too far one way or you go too far the other way, it's just very, very difficult.
Oh, I totally agree. I've seen so many wackos here in Sedona that, you know, I mean, they have the outward appearance of being okay, but then, you know, you look at what's going on in their lives and you start talking with them and you realize they're so far out of balance.
Mm-hmm. I think it creates a lot of chaos.
Yeah.
Inside people and their inability to manage the intuitive and, you know, the everyday life is a huge factor in that.
Yeah, I think that people need to pay a little bit more attention to taking care of themselves right now.
I agree.
And, I mean, I notice it because I've been one of those people who's always taken care of everyone else too much to my own detriment. And now I've been realizing how important it is to just back up and just go, whoa, you know, I can't get involved in this craziness.
It's true.
And
if you don't have the balance within yourself,
mm-hmm.
Your ability to offer other people, you know, the goodness that you are able to serve them with is pretty compromised.
Yeah, and I think most people don't realize that. So listeners, if you're the type of person who has this tendency to fix everybody else first and not take care of yourself, we're both here to warn you tonight that you really need to take care of yourself. Because right now, you know, the people are jumping off the fence. People are not able to sit on the fence to decide what side they're going to go on or what they're going to do. You know, it's like that time's over. And people are like flying off of the fence now. I think the fence is shaking. And I see people just really losing it. And you look at them and you go, oh, my God, what is wrong with them? And they think they're fine. And, I mean, everybody around them can see what's going on, and they're totally lost. And I just kind of look at them and go, oh, my God. And then I find out that they're the ones who are out there taking care of everybody else, and they haven't paid any attention to themselves. And when they felt stressed out or when they felt too tired or whatever, they, you know, they have not said, hey, listen, leave me alone. Don't call me. Just, you know, let me sleep for a while. They can't do it. And because they can't do it, they're really spinning out of balance quickly.
That's true. I also think when you enter the type of energy fields that are present here in Sedona and the other areas of the world like this,
mm-hmm.
There is a crystallization of inner issues that occurs,
mm-hmm.
and it just brings to the surface a lot of things that maybe you need to be dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
They're brought to you in order for you to learn those lessons.
Sure.
And if you have not been able to maintain that centering that you're talking about and that ability to take care of not only everyone else but you too, it does become a huge issue because it throws them off balance and they just kind of get out of whack.
Oh, yeah, and maybe we see it more here because the energy is so intense here.
I think that's very true.
You know, like I noticed last year, I took a cruise to Hawaii, and it was so hard to talk to anybody. The first couple of days, my friend and I sat with other people, and after that first couple of days, we both agreed we didn't want to sit with anybody else. And the whole reason we didn't is because I have never seen such a collection of brain-dead people in my life. I just was shocked. I mean, I kind of know it's like that, you know, in a lot of places, but I grew up on the West Coast, so I'm used to people being open and going, hey, let's try this out, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's explore that, and at least having an open mind. And I met all these people, tons of people from the Midwest especially, who just were such stick-in-the-muds, and even trying to talk to them about anything was truly astounding. Anything that was out of their little tiny normal shell, you would watch their eyes glaze over and their brains actually switch off. And I swear I heard a click a couple times. You know, I just went, oh, man, I'm not fit for normal company. You know? I can't deal with that stuff, you know. And I just kind of see all the seriousness of what's going on in the world. And I see all these people that aren't in tune. And I'm going, oh, my God, you know, this is getting real serious real quick here.
Well, I think there is a lot of fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
And I also think there's just a lot of desire by people not to have to deal with unpleasantness, you know,
yeah.
whether it is something that they're not comfortable with, whether it is something that's going on that is really a wrong that needs to be righted. There's just a lot of motivation for people to stay in their little trench there and not look on the outside. And it's sort of a sad thing because how can you grow then?
Yeah, see, that's what gets me. I feel the sadness when I look at people like that. And I'm reminded of what my teacher, Torkham Seridarian, said. And he said, you know, I was in there, I was complaining about something one day back in the 90s. And I said, you know, I just don't understand. I'm just out there trying to help people and trying to do what's right, you know, in each moment. And, you know, why is this weird stuff coming at me? I mean, stuff that's totally not true, and I mean, just bizarre stuff, you know. And I was doing my best not to be in victimhood. It was like, man, it's like these people singled me out, you know, and I didn't do anything. So, like, what the hell is going on? And he said, you are no longer an ordinary woman. And he said, it's like there's this sea of prairie grass, and it blows in the wind, but all of the blades of grass are pretty much the same height. And he said, then you come along, and when you start spiritual studies and you really get on your path, you pop up, and you're a flower amongst all the grasses. So not only do you look different, but you're taller. And he said, as soon as your head pops up above everybody else, the swaying masses, then the bad guys are looking for you, and they go, oh, look, there's another one. Let's go cut its head off. I just sat there and looked at him and said, oh, lovely, thank you.
What a comforting thought.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really amazing, and it just really kind of gave me a whole new perspective on it, you know, and realizing that, you know, there's too few of the flowers out there in the field. People need to, like, you know, they need some flower food or something. We need to strengthen them up so there's more of us than there are of them.
That's a good story and a good point.
Yeah, and I do my best, you know, to try to wake people up as I go through life, and I have a couple questions I want to ask you. And I don't know if anybody's going to call in or not. I was unable to put your information on the website because I lost my battery on my computer today while I was out at the bakery.
That's so frustrating.
I'll tell you, it's been something else with communication issues here. But I'll get it all straightened out. So in the meantime, though, listeners, if you would like to call in and ask Roz a question, please do call. And we'll get you on the air here. And if you're too shy, ask Dawn to ask the question for you, and you can listen off the air. And, you know, we'll see what we can do to help you all out. And also, before we get into the next half hour of the show here, I wanted to mention, listeners, that I will be at the New Life Expo in New York, which is the weekend of October the 25th. I'm going to be talking about quantum physics manifestation. And so you might want to check that out, you know, when you get out there. We are also going to be dragging the Dog and Pony Show with. So I'll be doing quantum vortex parties all the way out there and all the way back. I decided to drive, so if you'd like to schedule something like that in your town and it's anywhere near our little itinerary, then we would be happy to do that. So just give me a call at 928-301-2131. And again, that's 928-301-2131. Or you can drop me a line in the email, info@drvalerienmd.com. So now that I got that business out of the way, okay, here's the serious question, Roz.
Okay.
What do you see happening in our lives in the next 6 months?
Well, I think we are in a huge transitional phase right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have felt this for some time, that I felt that I was called here to
mm-hmm.
Sedona. I had a nagging, pushing drive to move here.
Oh, yeah, me too, I know.
And I think we are entering a, not to have a, you know, frightening connotation, but we are entering a very volatile and a very difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to see, we're already seeing some of this in our national economics. But I also think we're going to see a lot of issues coming to the surface. And I think we have some crucial, crucial worldwide issues that are taking place now that have been ignored for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, one of those issues is the global warming issue,
mm-hmm.
Which I feel these issues are all going to result in huge changes in how we have to approach living.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, in the short term, for the next 6 months, what we're going to see is a continued volatility
mm-hmm.
Economically and a kind of a restructuring of a lot of the patterns of how things are getting done in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world. And I felt for a long time that there has been a spiritual and an intuitive calling to the places like Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the reason for that is that we need to be using our collective energies to focus on helping balance all these changes that are occurring
mm-hmm.
and focusing on bringing a calmness to these volatile issues that are facing us. We have a lot of, in addition to the socioeconomic issues, you know, we have a lot of issues on the energy level in the world and how our utilization of commodities, foods, has been mismanaged. And I really feel like we are starting to see when you read the prognostications for what's going to be happening as far as crops and, you know, food sources, water.
Mm-hmm.
These are huge issues. And hopefully what I feel is happening from talking to a lot of different people is we are now seeing the focus of positive energy trying to turn these issues and balance and rebalance them.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that we're going to begin seeing in the next 6 months, really to a year, more news in reference to ending some of the strife issues that have gone on that have been facing us. Some of the, you know, we have a lot of hatred and anger in our world.
Yeah.
And those emotions create an amazing power, and it's not a power for good.
No.
So.
Well, you know, I've been listening to Coast to Coast, which I'm sure many of the other listeners do too when they get a chance, but one of the things that they did was the experiment where everyone concentrated on world peace and harmony, you know, for the Fire the Grid thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that here too on BBS. They did it on many of the local radio stations here in Arizona. And so I know that it was worldwide. It wasn't just here.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing was that there, I've forgotten now the university that measured it, but they did show a spike in the overall energy of the world, that things calmed down and kind of, I guess you would call it an ascension spike, if nothing else. But I can't remember the exact terminology they used for it, but they actually proved that the mass of people focusing on that made a change.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it was quite interesting.
The power of our emotions and our thoughts, and how we view things, mm-hmm. and that creates an energy field which brings us, you know, the ability to tune in, mm-hmm. to those energy levels and rebalance and, you know, create an amazing calmness and an amazing change. And, you know, I am someone who also prays a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very strong focus on, you know, believing that we can, you know, that you do have the power in yourself to forgive, and that we can create a loving environment.
Absolutely.
You know, and create a universal energy field which will have, you know, a power against some of these darker and unhappier and,
mm-hmm.
You know, more negative energy fields and emotions and stuff that are going on. So
absolutely. We have a caller on the line, too. Caller, who do we have on the line?
That's Dominic from England.
Hey, Dominic, how are you?
Oh, fine, fine, doing well, yes.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Roz?
Okay, I'm surprised it's rather difficult, really. I suppose I kind of have lots of energy blockages that I'm being kind of held back by. And I'm trying to work out what I can do to identify them.
Well, one of the things I think that really helps, and when I teach intuition development, one of the things that I try to help people focus on is it's very, very important to, number one, I think when you wake up in the morning, to open, try to spend a few moments opening all those channels as much as possible, requesting guidance, requesting calmness, and think about balancing the entire, all of the chakras in your energy field. And feeling the energy flow, you know, from your feet to your head and up. And that is pretty crucial to me. Now, some people call that meditation. Some people do it as a form of prayer. Some people just spend a few moments focusing on calming their energy and balancing. But that is extremely important. One thing that I feel and that I have discovered over many years that really blocks channels for people is, believe it or not, sounds kind of trite, but watching television. Those are things that are rather hypnotic, and you do tend to lose your ability if you spend a lot of time in that state. You tend to lose touch with your inner abilities. Another thing that I feel that I've found over the years has been really helpful to people is people have a tremendous amount of intuitive information that is coming to them all the time, but they don't necessarily retain those thoughts. They just come in, and we're busy. We have busy lives, and we're not thinking about those things.
Mm-hmm.
So if I find that it's really helpful, and one of the things that I do in my classes is recommend to people that they keep a small journal or a notebook, something where when they just receive an intuitive piece of information, that they take a quick moment if they can and jot it down. Because what that does is help you get comfortable with the fact that the information that you are receiving is valid, that it's information you're being sent. And as you begin to jot these notes down, what you begin to notice as, you know, maybe a few weeks go by, is how many absolutely correct precognitive things you're getting, and also how many things that you're receiving that are valuable pieces of information that you will utilize in business or in your personal life. So I think those are things that help you begin to open those channels and remove blockages. And one of the most important things is to not do negative self-talk. Don't talk yourself out of what you're sensing or what you're feeling. And don't tell yourself that, oh, you know, that's not right, or, oh, I don't think, no, I'm not going to pay attention to that, because that creates those blockages and helps reinforce them. So,
does that help, Dominic? Oh, he must have hung up. Sometimes people will ask the question and then go off the air.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I guess before we leave the subject of Dominic, can you just kind of scan him real?
Hello.
Hello. You still there?
I am. I got removed for a moment.
Oh, okay. And did that help? What she's told you so far?
I was listening to Don's voice chatting away.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be able to listen to whatever was said on the archive.
Yeah, you'll be able to listen to that on the archive. So, if you would, Roz, if you would just scan Dominic real quick and see if there's anything else, any kind of physical blockages or anything like that that are causing a problem with this flow of the energy.
Well, actually, one thing that I pick up on is something that we were touching on a little earlier. I feel like that you go into intense periods of scattered energy, where you're taking in things visually, and you're taking in things that are in the quote-unquote real world where we are today, which are all very important things that we have to process. But you are also receiving a lot of intuitive and almost subliminal type of information.
Mm.
And at times, what I'm feeling is that you become kind of overwhelmed with all of this. Do you ever have times where you feel really scattered like that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. That's what I feel, is that you go through periods where you're kind of managing all of this information that's coming in on the physical plane, also on the from the intuitive, the multiple dimensions, you're getting information. and you're handling all that okay, but you go into periods of time, a number of days possibly, but it feels like it's concentrated in a 24 to 48 hour period, where you just go into some really intensely overwhelming and powerful amounts of information, and you become kind of scattered during those periods and unable to focus.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would recommend to you then, and one thing that really helps me, because that does happen to me too, is that I always try to set aside a time when I sort of begin to feel that coming on. I try to set aside just a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes of my time, and just sit down somewhere quietly and try to rebalance and recenter myself. If I go through a day where I'm really scattered like that and I don't rebalance and do that, by the end of the day, I'm exhausted, but I'm just also so, I can't even focus. I can't concentrate. And I feel like that happens to you, too.
Yes, I agree it does. Mm-hmm.
And those are difficult periods to get control of. So if you could, it's really hard when we're in the middle of our day and everything's going on, but sometimes you just have to kind of maybe take a quick walk, get outside for a few minutes, just something to help you recenter and get a calmness, bring that calmness back. Because if you can't be calm and you can't be centered, you can't be objective. And once you're not objective, then it's really hard to sort out this information that's bombarding you. I also feel like you possibly in the nighttime, I feel like you have periods where you are awakened and you don't know what awakened you.
Yes, that happens sometimes. Not so much at the moment, but it has happened a lot. Yeah, just getting state of shock thinking about it all the time, but it has happened.
Well, when those things are happening, it's usually because once we are sleeping and we are relaxed, the intuitive mind, you know, the altered state of consciousness, starts going to work, so to speak. And sometimes that information that is coming in, now, for example, I myself do not dream. I have not had a dream that I can remember for years.
Yeah.
I might have little scattered snippets, but basically, I always feel like that's because I am receiving so much information on the intuitive side all the time. But most people, and I think maybe this is true in your case, this is what I feel, is that when you're sleeping, you are receiving that information. You might not be processing it in a dream form, but you are receiving a lot of information, and then when you reach the overload level, then you start to wake up because your subconscious mind has just processed all it can handle. And when you wake up from that period, maybe it's not happening so much now, but I think you could probably look back and recall how you felt when you woke up.
Yeah, actually, I kind of think, I'm just remembering it does happen more. It does happen these days. It's just like I'm trying to remember it now. Yeah. Yes, well, thank you very much indeed.
So just realize that that's what's happening, and that you just need to try to, especially when you get into those feelings of chaotic, kind of scattered energy, just try to get yourself calm for 10, maybe 15 minutes, take a quick walk, take deep breaths, and do something to help yourself rebalance the differential that's going on there between the intuitive mind and the logical mind.
Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling in, Dominic.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, that's cool. Dominic is a loyal listener, and
Usually we correspond on the fast chat, but I don't have internet access, so I can't do the fast chat. So thank you for calling in, Dominic. That was great. And we've got about 10 minutes left. One of the things that I think might help people, since you've mentioned the overwhelm, and I think that's happening to a lot of people right now, Roz.
Yes, it is.
I think anything that you can mention to people, in addition to what you just told Dominic, about how to deal with this. Oop, we got another caller. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Lee.
Hey, Lee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And
hi,
your
Lee.
Question for Roz?
Well, I would be interested in a scan, but I'm from the Midwest, and I kind of feel a little bit stifled with some of the energy. I've lived elsewhere, do you think that it really? I guess what I'm wondering is too, do you feel my energy being, compatible with a Midwest sort of environment? That's a weird question.
Yeah, probably. That's an interesting question.
I'm sort of inclined to think that if you ask the question, you might already know the answer.
Well, you know, that's a good answer. Okay. How about a scan?
Okay. The first thing that I'm initially picking up, I don't know if you have any tightness or any problems with, I feel like a tightness or an issue between your lower back and your knees. Do you have any, do you ever have any lower back issues, any tightness, any feelings of tension? Is sort of what I'm feeling.
Right. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I also feel that is directly related to, now, the minute you came on the phone, I started feeling kind of like a, not a pain, but just sort of a heaviness at the base of my neck, where my shoulders meet my neck. And I feel you, as this tightness builds and tension builds up, you sort of beginning to hunch forward a little bit as you experience a lot of tension. And I think one thing that might help you would be to be doing maybe some just very gentle stretching, and kind of loosening your shoulders up a little bit, which is what I'm doing right now because I'm feeling a lot of that. And this, I think, is related to I feel like you have like a lot of frustration in maybe it almost feels like in your job situation or something that you're dealing with.
Right.
A lot of frustration there for you.
Indeed.
I'm telling you, it's that Midwest thing.
Yeah.
Go to Cleveland.
So that's an issue that you probably really want to be thinking about because I feel like part of this tightness and everything that you're feeling where you're sort of hunching forward is because the whole situation there is really weighing on you a lot. And those are very difficult issues to deal with. But I think one thing that I am getting the sense of that would really help you would be to allow yourself to realize that what you're doing is an important thing. And it contributes to a lot of solutions for other people in other situations. And so we have to kind of look sometimes at what we're doing, even though we're feeling frustration, we feel like we're not moving forward in our situation, that everything does kind of happen in its own time.
I understand.
I'm sorry?
I do understand that.
And
I wish I understood it more fully, but I...
It feels to me like you feel sort of a little bit like you're stuck.
I'm what? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It feels to me like you feel a little bit like you're stuck right
now. Oh, well, yes.
You're kind of stuck?
I am. I feel like a fish out of water here.
Yeah, and that, you know, you're experiencing a lot of frustration with that. So just need to realize that, first of all, one thing that has always really worked for me, and I do recommend to people. This sounds very kind of simple, but I find that it works wonderfully. I take a post-it note or a small piece of paper, and I make what I call my list. And on that list, I write down the things that I would like to see happen, not only for myself, but for, you know, other people, you know, everybody's, people's situations, and I read that list. I stick it, you know, I stick it on my mirror, I stick it on my computer screen, and I look at it every day, and I don't become obsessed with it, but I do focus energy on it, and I take a few minutes, and I read the items on that list. And that is a really good way to take the energy that we have within ourselves to create a power for change and bring good things. And I think something like that would be really helpful to you, because I think one of the things that you are experiencing with this frustration and feeling like you're stuck right now is if you could focus yourself on a few items on a list that you would like to see happen in your life and help yourself and create the energy to begin bringing those things to you. Because it feels to me like you're just not bringing the things to you now that you wish to have. It sounds very simple, but it has an amazing power.
Well, sometimes simple is good.
And I can't tell you how many times in my life, because I'm just, you know, I have a copyrighted saying about myself. I'm just a normal person who does paranormal things. I live a very normal life, and I, too, you know, experience these things, and I know how debilitating we can allow those things to become in our life. But if you have that little list, and you look at it every day, and you visualize the things that you want to happen in your life coming, and begin to allow that energy to bring those things to you, you will see just an amazing result for yourself. And anyone can do this. And, you know, this isn't my wonderful, you know, creation. This is something that I read in a couple of different books many years ago. And I have found that they do have an amazing ability to create change.
And the thing, too, is, Lee, that you have to remember, you're a BBS radio listener. That means you're head of the pack. And I say that because this is one of those stations where the truth gets out. And so the people who gravitate here are the ones who really are interested in the truth and in justice and in ascension and in all of the things that have to do with bringing the planet into the next dimension. And so when you're dealing with people who are not there, who are so asleep, it's just so extremely frustrating.
It is.
Yeah. And so in order to keep your own sanity, I find I have to go away from those kind of people, and I have to zero in on BBS and on my friends that I know that are at a higher level. Because if I don't, these people around us will drive us crazy. You know, because they're like brain dead. You know, they don't want to wake up. You're trying to shake them and wake them up, and they don't want to. And so, you know, you have to, I mean, this is that time where you have to just kind of let them go. It's like, you know, those are casualties of the war. They're just going to have to be let go, because they are resisting the change. And the problem is, if you keep using your energy, you're kind of like the gerbil on the treadmill. You're going around and around and around. You're not getting any place. When you could be taking that energy and using it to better your own life.
Absolutely.
And just let these other people go. You know, if they turn off to you, if they don't want to hear it, or they think you're crazy for spouting the stuff off, just go, okay, thanks for your time, and just don't bother them anymore. Don't bother them with the truth, you know?
And Lee, you have some wonderful things ahead of you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so nice to hear.
You have some wonderful things ahead of you, but you're doing something right now that you are going to have to just have a little more patience with and try to understand that what you're doing right now is important and it is going to come to a completion point. And I really see you taking, you know, strides for yourself and pursuing some things that you have an interest with that you've kind of put on the back burner for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are going to be a very positive thing for your energy, too, because I just feel, you know, I feel a lot of frustration and a lot of tiredness that you feel with the way things are going. But there is a light ahead, and we all have it within us, your amazing ability to bring what you want to you.
Well, thank you very much.
You can do it.
And, after 18 years, 17 years, almost 18 years of being in the same field, I hope it does come to a completion and I can start something new, but like an old habit, it's security. But you hit the nail on the head.
Well, excellent. We all have, you know, and you have it too, we all have amazing gifts that are untapped. And I think within you, I feel a very wonderful and amazing ability to that you have to tune in to people and to get a feel for what they need. And you kind of have a gift for saying the right thing at the right time to people. Think back.
Mm-hmm.
Think back in conversations you've had with people and times when you've said something that really helped people go forward with what they wanted to do. And it is going to be your turn. So.
And the thing, too, is there's this big transition right now, Lee, and there's a lot of us that said, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, it's time for a change, and I cannot play at the same level anymore. And
yeah.
So I've seen a lot of people who just walked away from jobs. They've done all their lives. They have no idea what they're going to do, but they're not going to do that anymore. So I think that's a very common thing that's going on right now since the energy's changed so much. And we're going to have to cut this short because we're out of time.
Well, let me say thank you again, and I love your show. And thank you, Roz.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Lee. Okay, Roz, why don't you give your contact information real quick if somebody wants to get a reading with you or anything.
Okay. You can reach me at 928-202-1537. I do telephone work. You can email me at rakfutureseer@aol.com. And you can send me pictures. You can email me. I seem to be able to get it, you know, off of the internet by phone, and I do in-person readings here in Sedona.
Awesome.
And it's my joy to help you.
And thank you so much for being on the show, Roz. Boy, that was a quick hour.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You bet. We'll have to have you back. Okay. So, listeners, thank you for tuning in. And as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
To a new day with each your soul to keep. time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each good soul to keep. And awaken, awaken, awaken.